Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Joanna Kerr, and this week we've picked Katie's very seasonal question.
Why is gooseberry jam red when gooseberries are green?
This really baffled the Naked Scientists, so I put this thorny question to Dr. Sharka Tomova, a food scientist at the University of Leeds.
This question also really intrigued me. My mother often makes jam from green gooseberries, and the colour is never red, but rather dark yellow or light orange. Well, it's a colour change either way.
We also had a mixed response on Facebook. Jodie Knight thinks that it's just the difference in the colour of the gooseberries that we use. And Mike Sharp asked, what even is a gooseberry? Well, a gooseberry is a round fruit with a translucent, hairy skin, which according to Ndileka is spooky. But why would green fruit give rise to red-coloured jam?
The answer as to why this happens is not so straightforward. To put it simply, it is the original fruit colour and changes in conditions during the process of jam making. When you make a jam, you mix sugar and fruit with pectin and the source of acidity and heat it until the chilling process starts.
I've always heard this word pectin, but what does it actually mean?
Pectin is a plant polysaccharide, or a type of long sugar, which is important in plant growth and defense against disease or parasites. Luckily for food lovers, it also happens to be a very good chilling agent, which can turn a mix of sugar and fruit into a tasty treat. Some fruits, like gooseberries, have a lot of pectin, but some need to have pectin added when you make jam from them.
But this wouldn't give it the colour, would it?
No, but gooseberries also contain pigments called anthocyanins, and it is these colours that make fruits like cherries red or blueberries blue. Interestingly, they are known to change colour when in different acidities or when they are heated and break down into smaller pieces.
I see, so it's a mixture of the changes in acidity and these pigments. But when I make jam, I don't change the acidity, or at least not on purpose anyway.
Actually, you might if you're adding lemon juice, which is done for some fruits that don't have enough acidity, but not for gooseberries as they are sour enough on their own. In this case, I think it's rather the fact that during cooking, anthocyanins come into contact with other pigments, pectin or any metal ion, which may be leached from the cookware. This makes the new combination with a different color, and in this case, it's red or dark pink. There could also be some other effects from heating the jam when more complex pigments get broken down to smaller pieces with different colour.
This explains why the colour changes, but it doesn't explain why the colour doesn't change every time.
This could be down to differences in the exact composition of anthocyanins or maybe other pigments in the fruit, which is known to depend on the fruit variety, ripeness or properties of soil in which the gooseberries were grown. But my personal favourite explanation is the type of pan, which could lead to the right composition of metal ions.
Does that mean that if I use a neon yellow pan, I'll get a neon yellow jam?
Well, if you think about it, some tinned fruits are prone to pink discoloration. Just remember, though, that it's only a tiny amount of metal that would leach from the pan, so colour of the pan may have nothing to do with the final colour of the jam. But you can certainly give it a try.
OK, neon yellow jam Christmas presents all around, then. So maybe this has given you some food for thought for next time you go gooseberry picking. Next time, we'll be answering this question, sent in by Anders.
Why do power lines make so much noise?
We want to know what you think, so get in touch on Facebook, Twitter or on our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum. And if you have a question that you would like answered, email chris@thenakedscientists.com. That's all for now. Until next time, goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.